Thank you for calling the tip line of the Shitty Wizard, the best place to hear hints, advice, and rumors about everyone's least favorite mage. This week's tips are for Adventures of the Shitty Wizard, Bane of the Eastern Usurpers. A messenger arrives in Anuvin with a warning. A scientific cult has consolidated power in the coastal kingdom of Thalassia and overthrown the Anagogical Regency. Against his better judgment, Lord Hubbard sends his fuck-up arcanist to take down this methodical cabal. This is Adventures of the Shitty Wizard, Bane of the Eastern Usurpers. Arriving in Thalassia, head straight to the fortified Knowledgerium and take out the spurious mathematician. A skilled tactician but weak physical fighter, you can eliminate him quickly with this trick. Cast Poison Cloud on the water bucket inside the nearby well, then head to the inn for 2 days of fortified wine and sex with shape-shifting kelpies. On the third day, return to the Knowledgerium, where you'll find pikemen and archers dying a slow and painful poison death. Enter the spurious mathematician's chamber. Here, you can opt to show him mercy, loading him onto a boat headed towards unknown waters, or cast stone hands on yourself and punch him in the back of the head until he dies. No matter what you choose to do, you'll be rewarded with a golden slide rule. While most of the town is controlled by the cult, you do have one friend, Bertrand the Mendicant and his teeming cove of unemployed pirates. In exchange for highly addictive poppies, Bertrand will map out the location of the vile hippocamp and its trove of unfathomable riches. In addition, you can hire his unemployed pirates to absorb hoofblow after hoofblow from the vile hippocamp as you weave your next, invariably ineffective, spell. Charismatic and dapper, Mountebank Squelette amassed a small fortune peddling fake miracle cures to witless townfolk. Enraged at his missed opportunity, the shitty wizard knows that he should be the one swindling idiots and taking their money. Mountebank surrounds himself with a small army of pamphlet-wielding orphans known as crutch-bearers. Pale and wan, kick up a dust cloud to send them into pleuristic coughing fits, or cast Enfeeble for an instant death and trip to pauper child purgatory. With his crutch-bearers incapacitated, Mountebank will lunge at you with his imbued ebony sword cane. Use an unemployed pirate as a shield and insult his kerchief, which will stun Mountebank. Use this opportunity to cast the ornate Greater Spectral Gibbeting spell, which summons an astral hangman to instantly execute your foe by gruesome celestial noose. After your victory, the Anagogical Regency will emerge from hiding, and you'll be presented with two options. Give the golden slide rule and imbued ebony sword cane to the regents, who will return to power and rule with grace and dignity. Alternately, give the power items to Bertrand the Mendicant, who will stain the sands of Thalassia with regent blood and seize control of the kingdom in a horrific poppy-fueled nightmare. Either way, you'll get 100 gold pieces and a soft kiss on the forehead for a job well done. That's all for this week. Good luck from all of us at Low Cunning.